Good almost afternoon. It's time for the nearly noon news on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting. In the forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse, today should remain mostly sunny with a high near 80 degrees. Tonight, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms between 9 p.m. and 3 a.m. Partly cloudy with a low around 57. The chance of precipitation is 20%. Thursday, sunny with a high near 74. And in the news for today, in our continuing coverage of candidates and issues in the upcoming August 9th primary elections, today we focus regionally on the 3rd Congressional District, which has been represented in Washington for the last 20 years by Democrat Ron Kind. Kind decided not to seek re-election again, saying earlier this year that he has, quote, run out of gas. While in office, Kind prided himself on reaching across the aisle and trying to work in a bipartisan manner. Much of his campaign funding came from large hospital and health insurance interests, which was often reflected in his voting record. He was a reliable vote for military budget increases as well. Most of his voting, however, was as a reliable centrist Democrat. In 2020, he was challenged by right-wing conservative Derek Van Orden and narrowly won re-election. Van Orden is back as a candidate in the 3rd, a voting district that includes most of western Wisconsin, including Vernon, Crawford, Monroe, and La Crosse counties. According to his website, Van Orden is, quote, an American patriot, retired Navy SEAL, husband, father, grandfather, and Christian. He met and married his wife, Sarah Jane, over 27 years ago. Derek and his brother were raised in rural poverty by their beloved mother, Carol, who taught them the importance of hard work and self-reliance. She was a fiery Irish farm girl who also taught them to never back down from a just fight. Derek's journey of public service started when he joined the Navy at the age of 18. He had the honor to serve our great nation for 26 years. He retired as a Navy SEAL senior chief with 5 combat deployments and several others to troubled areas in the world. That again is directly from his website. Another side of Van Orden is that after his Navy SEAL career, he became an actor and also authored The Book of Man, a Navy SEAL's guide to the lost art of manhood, which details accusations of sexual harassment from female soldiers during his first campaign for Congress. The most recent incidents clouding Van Orden's campaign were reports that photographs posted on social media of his image placed him in the crowd that stormed the U.S. Capitol in Washington, D.C. during the January 6th assault, where Trump and his backers tried to delay the ballot count in hopes of overturning the 2020 presidential election. On May 9th, Van Orden was fined and placed on probation for having a loaded gun in an Iowa airport last August. According to court records, Van Orden was found with a loaded handgun in a carry-on bag on August 27, 2021, during a security checkpoint at the Cedar Rapids Municipal Airport. He pled guilty in December and was fined a civil penalty of $300 by the court. Van Orden's platform is standard right-wing Republican, emphasizing Trump's big lie. At a listening session on Monday in Eau Claire, he told the crowd, quote, "When I go around the district and I'm speaking to people, I hear 3 things, gas, groceries, and grandchildren," Van Orden said. "When people can't afford to fill up a gas tank and a grocery cart on the same day in the United States of America, that's a problem, and it wasn't like that 18 months ago," he said. The Van Orden election campaign has raised over $4 million in contributions. Some information for this report came from the La Crosse Tribune, Ballotpedia, WisPolitics, and the Derek Van Orden for Congress website. On Thursday, we'll look at Van Orden's Democratic challengers for the 3rd Congressional open seat. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.